This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In Cairo, at least three people are dead and nine wounded after two attacks near tourist sites. The casualties include several foreigners. This follows a suicide bombing at a tourist bazaar in Cairo earlier this month. The motive for the attacks isn't clear. They come as Egypt is preparing for presidential elections later this year. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Cairo. Deborah, the information on the attacks has been confusing through the day. Let's start with the first explosion. What happened?
Well, confusing to say the least. The first explosion was at about 3 p.m. this afternoon, and it was near the museum. It's the place where King Tut's treasures are held, so it's a busy tourist place. Now, what the Interior Ministry says is the Egyptian police were chasing three suspects that they believe were involved in the tourist attack earlier this month. One of them apparently dropped a bomb over the side of a bridge and then jumped to his death. And that was the first explosion. It was in the back of the museum in a place where Egyptian buses come. So three Egyptians were wounded and four other international tourists. Had it been right at the front of the museum, it would have been much worse. It is not clear what happened to the other two suspects. They apparently got away.
Okay, then about, 2 hours later, two women opened fire on a tourist bus.
Unprecedented for women to take this kind of role. And in particular, Jennifer, these women were wearing what's called here niqab, which is the most severe kind of Islamic dress. Nothing but their eyes showed. What we have found out later, according to the Interior Ministry, it was the sister and the girlfriend of the man who jumped to his death earlier in the day. Now, apparently what they did is they opened fire on a tourist bus, hit a back window, but didn't injure anybody, and then they turned the guns on themselves and committed suicide. Earlier in the day, police on the scene said they were in a gun battle with the two women.
Has any group claimed responsibility for these attacks?
In fact, there has been a group that claimed responsibility late in the day. It was on a jihadist website, and it's a group calling itself the Abdullah Azam Brigade. And they said that they claimed responsibility for the twin attacks, and it was revenge for the deaths of those who carried out bombings last year in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. There's no way to know if they had anything to do with this, but we do know that after that attack last year, the Egyptian police rounded up some 20,000 people up in the Sinai. Many, many of those people are still in jail. People are angry up there. There have been demonstrations in that part of Egypt. And no one has heard of this group before, but they claim responsibility today.
Now, tensions between Hosni Mubarak's government and the Islamists in Egypt are not new, and there was a real problem with terror attacks on tourist sites there in the 1990s.
1997 was the last big attack here, and that was in Luxor, and some 60 tourists were killed. After that, things quieted down here. The government cracked down enormously on Islamists in Egypt. And a few years later, some of those groups in jail issued a declaration that they had given up violence. And so things had been relatively quiet in Egypt up until the events last year in Sinai. And then last month, a young man with a homemade bomb blew himself up in the central market downtown, also another big magnet for tourists. And so that began the jitters in this country with an economy that depends on tourism. And the events today will only make this government much more nervous about Islamists. And many people here are predicting a large roundup by tonight.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Cairo. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.